Well, we're continuing in our series on how to be free, spiritually free in Christ. And this is looking at different aspects of freedom. How to be healed from trauma. How to be set free from evil spirits. How to break curses. And how to walk in a way that keeps your life free. Today we're looking at a particular principle that I call the principle of specificity, the importance of being specific. But before I do that, I just want to remind you that we have the Cups to Lions course that starts on Tuesday in 2 weeks.
این کورسی که ما داریم از بچه شیر تا شیر که 23 شروع میشه.
It's a live-in course for 5 days.
کورسی هست که باید 5 روز اونجا هستیم.
We gather on Monday night and it finishes Saturday lunchtime.
دوشنبه شب اونجا جمع میشیم و شنبه در زمان نهار تمام میشیم.
They'll be teaching all through the week. And it's specially designed for people who come from an Islamic background and have decided to follow Jesus. It's a live-in course, so you need to plan to be there for the whole time.
کورسی هست که باید شما در اونجا زندگی کنید اون 5 روز و برای باید برنامه‌ریزی کنید که اونجا باشید تمام 5
روز. It's a wonderful opportunity.
فرصت بسیار شگفت‌انگیزی است.
The cost is only $150 for the 5 days.
قیمتش تنها $150 هست برای 5 روز.
Which includes food and everything.
شامل غذا و همه چیز میشه.
Because it's being subsidized. It's being paid for by generous donors.
به خاطر اینکه توسط اشخاص بخشنده ای براش اکثرش کاور شده اکثر.
And now our church camp is coming up in November.
می‌دونم که کمپ کلیسای خودمون هم در نوامبر میاد.
And if the cost is difficult, then please let me know. I don't want someone not to come because of the cost.
بنابراین اگر با توجه به کمپی که داره میاد این کورس 5 روزه براتون گرون هست به اون ببینید شما دوست دارید کسی از دست بده به خاطر هزینهش.
Now, Ali Reza has just read for you a passage from the book of 2 Chronicles.
از دوم تواریخ براتون خوندم.
It tells the story of a reformation, a change that happened in Israel under King Josiah.
درباره اصلاحاتی که در اسرائیل رخ داد تحت حکومت پادشاه یوشیا.
Let me explain the big picture. When the Israelites escaped from Egypt, they went into the Promised Land, into Canaan.
زمانی که بنی اسرائیل گریختند به سرزمین موعود کنعان رفتند.
That is where Israel is today.
جایی هستش که اسرائیل امروزی هست.
And they were given the law of Moses. The law was come to them through Moses.
و تعالیم موسی اونجا بهشون داده شد. یعنی شریعت از طریق موسی بهشون داده شد.
And God made a covenant with the people of Israel.
و خداوند با مردم اسرائیل پیمانی بست.
If they followed the laws, they'd be blessed.
که اگر قوانین رو دنبال کردن، اونها برکت خواهند.
But if they didn't maintain their relationship with God, there would be judgment that would fall upon them.
اما اگر با اون رابطهشون با خدا مراقبت نکردن اون وقت قضاوت‌های بر اونا خواهد بود.
But over the years the people of Israel did not keep the right way with God.
اما همین سال که گذشت مردم اسرائیل با خداوند اون رابطه خود رو نگه نداشتن.
Eventually they were defeated and they were sent into exile.
و در نهایت اونا شکست خوردن و تحریم شدن.
And only many years later they came back and they rebuilt the temple. This was before they were sent back.
Actually
it was the Persian king, of course, King Cyrus, who sent the Israelites back into their homeland.
در
So this is before they were defeated. And the young king Josiah, he discovered a book of the law in the temple. And he realized that people were not following the way of God. So he, in Judah reform, he got rid of all the idols and the worship of idols from the land. He cleansed the land from all the idolatry that the nation had fallen into. It says actually that he would take the idols and he ground them down into pieces and smash them completely. He even took the bones of the priests of these idols and ground them up and plowed them into the ground. And he got rid of all the places where people were worshipping these different gods.
And
you might say, what was so bad about worshipping all those different gods?
I
need to explain some things about the history of Israel.
But
let me start by telling you a story about a friend I visited. I have a friend who's a rabbi, he's a Jewish rabbi. He lives in Malvern. And sometimes I visit him and we have coffee together. One day I visited him and I saw these little figures like little statues on the wall. I said, what are they? He said, they're idols. And they come from Israel. They've been dug up by the archaeologists and people looking for the old things. And these little statues, these were the idols that the Israelites used to worship when they didn't worship the true God. Actually, this went on for a long time. The people of Israel were given the law of Moses, but they preferred to worship all these different gods. Actually, even Solomon was a problem in this area too. I need to explain something to you about the Bible. In Islam, there's this principle that the prophets are perfect. The Quran says that all the prophets, all the messengers of Allah, they were just perfect people. I think Muhammad wanted the people to think that he was perfect.
But
actually, when you read the Bible, which tells the true story, we find out that many of the prophets, they were not perfect. They were just people like you and me in many ways. And Solomon was a very wise king, but he had some issues as well. He wasn't perfect. In the law, God had said, don't marry the wives of other nations.
Um,
It says that because it says that if you marry the people from other nations, you will follow their gods and you will become idol worshippers.
چون گفت اگر که با اون خانوم ازدواج کنید، اون وقت شما امکان دارید بیفتید در صدد پرستش کردن عبادت خدای اونها و بت پرستی.
Now Solomon was the king of Israel.
سلیمان پادشاه اسرائیل بود.
And he built the temple.
و اون معبد ساخت.
The temple to the one true God. But he also married lots and lots of wives.
خداوند واقعی و همچنین با خیلی از همسران اختیار خیلی همسرش کرد.
He had a different wife from each nation.
در هر از هر ملیت و قبیله یک همسر داشت.
And he built temples for each of his wives for all their gods they worshipped.
و برای همه این همسران و همه اون خداهایی که اونها پرستش می‌کردن برای اونها برای خودشون یه دونه معبد ساخته بود.
Ali Reza, if you could read 1 Kings 11, 1 to 8. This tells the problem of Solomon. And it explains how his heart went to these idols because of all the wives he had. Because of all the wives he had, his heart went after all those idols.
بخاطر همه این همسرانی که داشت، قلب او یه جوری رفت دنبال این بت‌ها.
So 1 Kings 11, 1 to 8.
اول پادشاهان باب 11 آیات 1 تا 8. سلیمان پادشاه به غیر از دختر فرعون دل به زنان دیگر نمی‌بست. او بر طرف دستور خداوند زنانی از سرزمین قوم‌های بت‌پرست مانند موما، امون، اتوم، سیدون و هیت به همسری گرفت. خداوند قوم خود را سخت بر حذر داشته و فرموده بود که با این قوم‌های بت‌پرست هرگز وصلت نکند تا مبادا آنها قوم اسرائیل را به بت‌پرستی بکشانند. سلیمان 700 زن از 300 کنیز برای خود گرفت. این زنها به تدریج سلیمان را از خود دور کردند به طوری که او وقتی به سن پیری رسید به جایی که مانند پدرش داوود با تمام دل و جان خود از خداوند خدایش پیروی کند به پرستش بت‌ها بیاورد. سلیمان 80 روز الهه سیدونی ها و ملکوف بت نفرت‌انگیز امونی ها را پرستش میکرد. او به خداوند گناه ورزید و مانند پدر خود داوود از خداوند پیروی کامل نکرد. حتی روی کوهی که در شهر اورشلیم است دو بتخانه برای کنوش بت نفرت‌انگیز مواب و مولک بت نفرت‌انگیز امون ساخت. سلیمان برای هر یک از این زنان اجنبی نیز بتخانه جداگانه ساخت تا برای بت‌های خود بخور بسوزانند و قربانی کنند.
So what you see here is the king, instead of just worshipping God, is building temples for all these other gods.
چیزی که الان شما در اینجا می‌بینید، پادشاه به جای اینکه خداوند را عبادت بکنه، داره برای همه خدایان دیگر عبادت می‌کنه.
And the people followed the king.
و مردم هم دنبال کردند این پادشاه.
What was the problem with these other gods?
مشکل با این خدایان دیگه چی؟
One problem was some of those other gods, they required child sacrifice.
یکی از مشکلاتی که بود اینه که بعضی از این خدایان دیگه احتیاج داشتن به قربانی فرزندان.
The people who lived around the Israelites, their practice was to sacrifice their children.
اون افرادی که در دور و بر اسرائیل زندگی می‌کردن، طوری که اون اعمال دینی خودشون رو به جا می‌بردن، با قربانی کردن بچه‌هاشون بود.
There's even a place near Jerusalem, which was famous for where the children would be sacrificed.
At the area of the nearest Jerusalem, which was famous for where the children would be sacrificed.
To the north, a neighboring nation called the Phoenicians, they were famous in the ancient world for the sacrifice of children.
That of Jerusalem, Phoenicia, unja adnan budan va mashhur budan be qurbani kardan bachon.
They had a settlement in Carthage, which is in Libya today. And archaeologists have found thousands of burnt babies in the ruins of Carthage from the Phoenician worship.
And archaeologists have found thousands of burnt babies in the ruins of Carthage from the Phoenician worship. کلیبی امروزی از اون پرستش فینیقی که بوده کلی اجساد و استخوان‌ها و آثار از بچه ها بگیرد.
And we read in the Bible that from generation to generation the kings of Israel did not deal with this problem of child sacrifice and worship of other gods.
از نسل به نسل همینطور که میخونیم پادشاهان اسرائیل با این قضیه شاید قربانی کردن بچه ها بود پرستی
They did not deal with it.
خیلی با سرکار نداشت.
So people would worship the true God on Saturday, but then through the rest of the week they'd be worshiping their gods and goddesses.
اونها خدای واقعی رو در شنبه پرستشون کردن و بعد در بقیه هفته مشغول عبادت کردن خدایان و الهه‌های خودشون.
And because of this, the people are later sent into exile by the Babylonians.
و به خاطر همین بود که توسط بابلی‌ها به تبعید فرستاده شدن.
Now the story of Josiah, which Alireza read before, is explaining how this young king cleaned the land of all that idol worship.
داستان یوشیایی که برای تو خوندم زودتر یه توضیح میده که چگونه این سرزمین دوباره پاک شد و از همه این آثارها خالی شد.
He did four things to restore his nation.
چهار تا کار کرد که این اصلاح بکنه ملتش خودش.
He got rid of all the idols from all over the land.
از شر تمامی بت‌ها در تمامی نقاط سرزمینش خلاص شد.
He repaired God's temple which Solomon had built.
معبد خدا رو که سلیمان درست کرده بود و توسط پادشاه دیگه داغ خراب شده بود رو درست کرد.
They found the book of the law while they were doing that work and they taught the law to the people again.
و همینطور که داشتن این کار میکردن کتاب شریعت خدا کتاب تورات رو پیدا کردن و مردم تعلیم دادن.
And the nation renewed their covenant with God.
و ملتشون پیمانشون رو به خداوند دوباره کرد.
So there's a revival of faith, true faith, in Israel at that time. And it's really, when you read the story of Josiah, you see he was very thorough and very diligent in cleaning up the land. Even grounding idols up into dust. The Bible says he threw the dust on the graves of the people that had been sacrificed to the idols. And all of this he was actually following the Torah, the law of Moses.
و در تمام این مدت داشت شریعت موسی رو تورات رو دنبال می‌کرد.
And I was studying this and thinking about this change that happened in the life of the nation.
و من داشتم اینو می‌خوندم و فکر می‌کردم به این تغییری که در زندگی بنی اسرائیل اتفاق افتاده.
And I came up with this idea which I called the principle of specificity.
و با این اصلی با یک اصلی بالا آمدم که بهش میگم همونطور که گفت اصل خاصیت.
If there's something that's not good in your life, something that's unholy, you need to deal with it.
اگر چیزی هست در زندگی شما که خوب نیست و نامقدس باید باهاش دیل بکنید.
And it's good to be specific when you deal with it.
و خیلی خوبه که خاص باشی زمانی که داری باهاش مبادله میکنی.
For example, suppose you've done something wrong and you want to confess your sin to the Lord.
فرض می‌کنیم که یک کار اشتباهی رو کردیم و می‌خوایم گناهتون رو اون کار اشتباه رو به خداوند اعتراف
کنیم.
مثلا برای مثال یک مقدار پول دزدید.
When you confess that, it's good to be specific.
زمانی که این رو داریم اعتراف می‌کنیم، خوبه که خیلی خاص باشیم در مورد.
You don't just say, God, please forgive me, I'm a good person.
نمی‌تونید فقط نگید که خداوند من بخش من اصلا خوبی نیستم.
You say, God, please forgive me for stealing.
اما این خداوند من بخش برای دزدیدن.
You confess the truth.
شما حقیقت رو اعتراف میکنید.
Or suppose there's something in your house that's not honoring to God.
یا مثلا اگر یه چیزی در خونتون باشه که در راه خداوند نباشه.
Something in your cupboards or that you picked up somewhere which is really unholy and God would not like.
مثلا یه چیزی توی کابینت هاتون مثل یک یه چیز نامقدس مثل تلسم یا جادویی که خدا من دوست ندارم.
You should deal with it. You should get rid of it from your house.
باید از شهرش خلاص بشی. باید از خونتون خارج بشی.
Suppose you have something to do with magic or some sort of thing that has been given to you that has some spiritual power, but not from God.
مثلاً هر چیزی که جادویی باشه یا یک مورد قدرت روحانی داشته باشه که از خدا نیست.
You need to clean it out.
باید اون پاکسازی بکنید.
And you know this is a principle of spiritual cleansing that you should deal with each thing specifically.
این یک راه پاک کردن روحانی است که باید با هر کدومش به صورت خاص مقابله بکنیم.
We found this very important to help people be free.
این رو خیلی به نظر مهم هست برای کمک بکنیم افراد آزاد بشن.
To specifically renounce things that are not of God.
تا به صورت خاص اون چیزهایی که خداوند نیستن رو انکار بکنیم.
And if necessary to destroy or get rid of objects that are not of God either.
و همینطور از شر وسایل و اشیایی که از خدا نیستن خلاص بشه.
And I encourage anyone who wants their life to be really blessed by God to consider all the things in their life and to ask the Lord to cleanse everything and to get rid of anything that's not of God.
دعوت می‌کنم ازتون که هر کسی که فکر می‌کنه چیزی داره در زندگیش که از خدا نیست بخواد که این پاک بشه از اینش خارج بشه.
It's important to be thorough and specific.
خیلی مهمه که خیلی درباره این قضیه در عمق ما صحبت بکنیم و خیلی خاص باشیم در موردش.
It was only when Josiah was very thorough and specific that the nation had some cleansing and healing.
فقط اون موقعی بود که یوشیا دقیقاً خیلی خاص و خیلی پیگیر و سرسخت بود که سرزمین و ملت رو نجات بده.
I've helped many people get rid of devoted objects over the years.
من خیلی شنیدم از افراد که مثل از شر اشیای حالا دفن شده که اشیای خاص خلاص شده.
I remember I spoke in a week or two back about how I helped someone get rid of a ring that had some magic power attached to it.
چند هفته پیش بود که کمک کردم به یه نفر از شر یک حلقه که یک جور قدرت جادویی روحانی درش بود خلاص بشه.
This principle of specificity, I really began to understand it when I was helping people come out of witchcraft.
این اصل خاصیت رو زمانی من به طور کامل متوجه شدم که داشتم کمک می‌کردم افراد از جادوگری اینا خارج بشن.
We found that for people to be really free, they needed to specifically renounce the things they'd done while they were in witchcraft.
به این نتیجه رسیدم که برای افراد که به طور بخوام به صورت خاص از این جادوگری یا نمادگری خارج بشن باید به صورت خاص همون کاری که در اون دوره کردن رو انکار کنم.
Suppose for example you've been fortune teller.
به عنوان مثال فرض کنیم که شما فالگیر هستید.
It's not enough to say I'm just not going to do it anymore.
این معنی کافی خوب نیست که فقط بگی من دیگه نمی‌کنم این کارو.
You need to pray and say please forgive me for practicing fortune telling. I renounce doing that.
باید دعا بکنیم و بگیم که من رو ببخش به خاطر اینکه من فالگیری میکردم انکار میکنم.
You need to deal with it specifically.
باید باش به صورت خاص مقابله کنید.
I'm going to show you a video in a minute.
میخوام در یک دقیقه دیگه بهتون یک فیلمی نشون میدم.
It's something that God did in north of Canada.
کاری هست که خداوند در شمال کانادا انجام داد.
These are the people that are called Inuit. Oh, that's their proper name, Inuit. I think they're called Eskimo in Farsi.
What is Eskimo? After the attack, شمال کانادا هست Eskimo.
So this is a community in the north of Canada.
یک اجتماعی هست در شمال کانادا.
And they have huge social problems.
و مشکلات اجتماعی
بسیار
کلی مواد مخدر الکل
سکشوال ابیوز
آزار جنسی
including in families
شامل توی خانواده ها میشد
سویساید
خودکشی
many difficulties
خیلی دشواری های فراوان
These things happen in many places, even in Iran. But they were very, very bad in this community. And then you'll see in the video, they tell about there was a time when the community began to repent.
اما بهتون در ویدیو خواهید دید زمانی هستش که این اشتباه شروع کنه به توبه کردن.
And they put a big bin in the front of the church. And each week people would come and they'd put their drugs and their pornography and their heavy metal music and everything, they put it in the bin.
مواد مخدرشون رو، پورنهاشون رو، موسیقی های متالشون رو اونجا می‌گذارن.
And then they had a huge fire, which you'll see out on the ice. They had a fire on the ice.
و اون یخ آتیش درست میکنن، آتیش میزنن.
They burn up. People say $100,000 worth of all this material.
$100,000 قیمت تمام این اجناس بوده که آتیش میزنن.
And people were confessing in church their sins.
و مردم در کلیسا دارن خودشون رو گناهشون رو اعتراف میکنن.
People were confessing about abusing other people even in their families to the church.
حتی داشتن در کلیسا آزار اذیت رسوندن به خانواده خودشون رو اعتراف میکردن.
They were repenting together.
و با هم دیگه توبه میکردن.
And as they did that, they were praying. They were asking the Lord to renew them, to refresh them.
به همین طور که این کار میکردن، آنها دعا میکردن و خدا میخواستن که اونها رو دوباره تازه بکنن.
And sometime later, as they were having a church service, the Spirit of God came to the church.
و بعد یک زمان بعدا، زمانی که یک سرویس داشتن، روح خداوند در کلیساشون
بود. And you see people talking about it.
می‌بینیم که مردم دارن صحبت می‌کنن در
موردش. We might need to stop it just to explain at each point, but Ali Reza will translate as best he can.
امکان داره که بعضی وقتا من بخوام که از بچه‌های سندس که این ویدیو رو استاپ بکنم، ولی همینجوری روی ویدیو
So in the middle of this service a noise came like a jet flying overhead.
در وسط سرویس یهو یک صدای میاد مثل پرواز یک جت.
And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the church. People began to cry out because of, they were crying out, fire, fire, because of the power of the Lord that came upon the whole church. While it was happening, someone was recording the service on a cassette tape. And you hear the sound of the music of the worship and then the sound of the Spirit coming. Then you see a picture of the people remembering what happened. Now the reason I'm showing you this is that I want to explain that in order to enter into the fullness of the Spirit of God and the freedom of God, there needs to be a process of cleaning up your life.
برای یک پروسه آزادی در خداوند و پاکی در خداوند قرار بگیریم باید اون
To receive the fullness of the Spirit, you need to have a completely cleansing your life. You need to be specific in getting rid of things that are not from God. Can we play the video? So there's some of the people that were there when they hear the recording, they're just weeping because of God. The significance of what God did on that day in that community.
زمانی که مردم بعضیش دوباره این صدا رو گوش میکنن اون قدرتش رو هنوز حس میکنن به خاطر کاری که اهمیت کاری که خداوند کرده برای ما داره.
Now why have I shared you this story?
چرا حالا من باهاتون این داستان رو در میون گذاشتم؟
Notice the sequence.
این ترتیب رو شما توجه کنید.
They were suffering because of all these sins in the community.
اونها داشتن اذیت می‌شدن به خاطر تمام گناهانی که در اجتماعش بود.
So people begin to come to the church and they repent and they get rid of all their stuff that's evil.
برای مردم شروع می‌کنن که توبه می‌کنن یا به کلیسا و تمام اون اجناسی رو که از طرف خدا نبوده شیطان می‌گیره رو از بین می‌برن.
And they pray to seek the Lord to come and visit them.
دعا میکنن از خدا میخوان که بیاد روی او و اونها رو ملاقات کنه.
And the Holy Spirit comes upon them just as the day of Pentecost.
و روز خدا میاد و اونها دقیقا مثل روز آخرتیک هست.
It's really important if you want more of God in your life and more of the blessing of God that you're aware that it comes with a cost of repentance, of turning away from all the things that are not from God.
پس این خیلی مهمه که اگر حضور خدا رو میخواهید، روح خدا رو میخواهید، این به قیمت این هستش که تمام اون چیزهایی رو که از اون نیست در روی اونها باید گیو آپ کنید.
And when we help people be free, this principle of turning away and being very specific is so important.
و اگر میخوایم آزاد باشیم، این اصل خاصیت، این که خیلی خاص و به خصوص و به خاصه تنفر بگویم چیزا خیلی مهمه.
This is fundamental for living a free life.
این خیلی بنیادی هست برای اینکه بخوایم زندگی آزادی بزنیم.
Which means a life that is full of the Spirit of God.
که یعنی زندگی که پر از روح خدا باشه.
Many times I've helped people be set free from demons. You translate that.
خیلی وقتا کمک کردم به اشخاصی که از ابواب پلید آزاد بشن.
And often it's only when they specifically repent of the things that have given the demons permission in their life, it's only then that the demons go.
اما بعضی وقتا فقط زمانی هست که ابواب پلید میان که اشخاص از اون چیزهایی که اجازه داده این ابواب وارد بشن اعتراف میکنن و توبه میکنن.
So this is the principle of being specific, of specificity when you are walking into freedom.
پس این اصل خاصیت از خاص بودن در زمانی که میخواید در آزادی راه کنید.
If there's an issue in your life, don't hide it away. Name it, bring it before the Lord and deal with it specifically.
اگر در زندگی شما درد هست اگر از زندگی شما موردی هست، مسئله‌ای هست، اون رو به نزد خدا بیاریم و در برایش خاص و به خاص صحبت بکنیمش.
You know, this is a big problem in some cultures.
این خیلی مشکل بزرگیه در بعضی از فرهنگ‌ها.
In some cultures, you sort of hide everything that's bad. You don't want anyone else to see your issues.
در بعضی فرهنگ‌ها این چیز خیلی بده. در شما اینو پنهان می‌کنید، دوست ندارید کسی ببینه و متوجه بشه.
You even try to hide it from God as if He couldn't see it.
و حتی بعضی وقتا از خداوند سعی می‌کنیم که پنهان بکنیم انگار که اون نمی‌تونه ببینه.
But if you want to really be free of something, you need to name it and bring it before the Lord.
اما اگر واقعا می‌خوایم از چیزی آزاد باشیم، باید اون رو نام ببریم و به نزد خداوند بیاریم.
This is absolutely fundamental to being free, to living a free life in Christ Jesus.
این کاملا بنیادی و لازم است برای اینکه زندگی آزاد در مسیح بخواهیم داشت.
We're going to come back to this again in the weeks ahead.
ما میخوایم با برخواهیم داشته این قضیه در هفته‌های پیش رو.
We'll apply this principle.
و این اصل رو دوباره اعمال خواهیم کرد.
In, you know, how to be free from generational curses, for example.
چگونه از اون نفرین‌هایی که از اجداد و نسل‌های ما.
How to be healed from trauma.
چگونه از خاطرات بد شفا پیدا کنیم.
All these things we will be applying this principle.
و همه این چیز با همه بری همه چیزها ما این اصل رو اعمال خواهیم کرد.
Let us pray.
It's in the
Heavenly Father, thank you that you promised us freedom in Jesus Christ.
خداوند ما ممنونیم که برای به ما قول دادی آزادی در مسیح.
Show us how to claim this freedom.
به ما نشون بده که چگونه اون آزادی رو بخوام.
To break the chains that bind us.
اون زنجیرهایی که بر ما هستن بشکنیم.
And to walk into the light.
و در نور قدم برداریم.
Lord, I pray that you release freedom in Emmanuel Church.
ازت میخوام که آزادی رو آزاد بکنید در کلیسای ما.
Show us how to set down all our burdens.
به ما نشون بده که چگونه همه
Show us how to put down all the burdens, all the
چگونه همه بازی رو شروع کنیم رو بزنیم زمین.
So we can follow Jesus with great joy and freedom.
تا بتونیم خداوند رو با پارسایی آزادی
In Jesus' name.
به پرسیدن
آمین. آمین.